Don't be fooled by what you saw from the Dallas Cowboys offense in the loss to the Atlanta Falcons. We kick off this edition of the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster with defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz previewing the matchup with the Cowboys.
You know, I know I've been around the NFL for a pretty long time now. I don't know if I've ever seen a better thrower on the run than Dak Prescott. He can throw scrambling to his left. He can throw scrambling to his right. There's not many quarterbacks that can do that. He can threaten the whole field on the run. He doesn't have to reset the throw, and he's very accurate on the run. I think that's probably there's a lot of mobile quarterbacks. There's a lot of guys that can throw from the pocket. He can do both of those. But as far as throwing on the run, you know, and I'll go back. There's a lot of guys that can run read option. He can do that.
Jim Schwartz is getting some help in the form of cornerback Ronald Darby, who is set to return after dislocating his ankle in the season opener against Washington. Schwartz explains how he'll work the talented defensive back into the rotation.
I mean, he's going to have to be available wherever it comes up, and we'll just see where that takes us. But I think the thing that gives us confidence there is there's nothing that we're going to ask him to do that he hasn't done somewhere along the line, and there's nothing that he's learning for the very first time. It's all a matter of getting terminology down and things and getting in football shape. Those are really his challenges.
Darby was acquired in a trade from an AFC East team just like running back Jay Ajayi was. In his debut against the Broncos, Ajayi had 77 yards and his first touchdown of the season. In addition, rookie Corey Clement had 3 touchdowns of his own. Offensive coordinator Frank Reich has plenty of options to deploy in the ground game.
I was impressed with Jay right off the bat in the first week, how quickly he grasped it, particularly in the protections. And we've talked about that a lot in here, how important that is. And you just know we've been around this game long enough as coaches when a guy gets it and Jay gets it. You could just feel that right from the start. It didn't hurt to get a vote of confidence when Deuce, you know, tells me after the first day that Jay's here, he goes down in the meeting room with him for several hours just to kind of have a crash course. And, you know, Deuce's been around the block a few times, and for Deuce to walk out of that meeting, he said, yeah, we're good. We're good. This guy's going to be fine mentally. And that's what we've seen. So I think the best thing to say about it is it's not an issue. I mean, it's not a distraction. It's not prohibiting us. Because we do things the way we do with our backs and it's by committee, we're not hampered by the fact that he's relatively new. He'd have a small package anyway, the way we do it, and he's able to handle whatever we're able to give him at this point.
Make sure to check out Eagles 360, featuring a one-on-one interview with offensive line coach Jeff Statlin. The Eagles are back to work on Wednesday, and we'll have live coverage throughout the day here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the Eagles app. Until then, I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you for joining us here on the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster. Have a great Eagles Day, everyone.